community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's just started pouring down now. Luke, before you turned up, it was all right out there. What's going on? You brought this with you?
Actually, the sunshine is in this room.
Listen, I like you very much now. You know. Let me introduce you. This is Luke Adams from Business Biscotti. And
good afternoon.
I've got to tell you, I've been gagging to talk to you because we constantly advertise your monthly networking meetings at the Mary Green Manor. And it sounds like a very let me tell you what we've written about one of them, just in case you don't know, one of your networking meetings. The next one is on Tuesday the 3rd of November from 9:15 through to 11:45. Now, it's a monthly networking meeting at the Mary Green Manor Hotel, as I said, and all businesses are welcome, from startups to well-established corporations, organisations, charities and local authorities. Come form business relationships with like-minded people, and we give your telephone number, your business
telephone
number.
That is a very descriptive explanation of what it is.
I've often wondered what goes on when you say it's a business meeting for like-minded people. It sounds very sort of car keys in the middle of the room sort of. What goes on? What happens?
Not quite. It is. There's no secrets. There's no secrets. Handshakes or anything. No, unfortunately not.
Oh, Luke.
But we can do. We can introduce one, perhaps.
You could do one just for me.
It's a room that is sponsored by Mary Green. So we've got yourselves as sponsors.
That's right.
And we've got the Mary Green Manor, who give us a room for free.
That's
and
awesome.
We do the marketing ourselves. So I run a marketing agency, my own company, Digital Blank.
Yeah.
And we do a load of marketing with my team. We get businesses in the room, and you literally, it's a conversation that you can start to have, and I facilitate that as well. So imagine a room being full of 40 different businesses, some large corporates, some like HSBC, NatWest have been, large solicitor firms.
Oh, really? Big companies as well?
All the way down to one man, one woman, what I call solopreneurs. They're on their own. They're an entrepreneur on their own, trying to make something different rather than going to work.
Yeah.
And those businesses have different requirements. So most people think when they go to a networking event, they see this room and it's all bustling and they say hello to each other and they kind of try and get their message across really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will say, oh, this is what I do. I'm a therapist doing this, or I'm the banking, I'm in corporate banking.
Yeah.
And the idea is to build relationships, get to know people, get to understand what they do, and then you can think, I either need your product or service.
Yeah.
You may need my product or service.
Yeah.
Or the best way to do it is to share that knowledge that you've just learned with other people that do need it. So as an example, I don't need a new accountant because I've got an accountant with my firm.
Yeah.
But if I get to know an accountancy firm, I meet lots of startups. Based on what I do, I do a lot of presenting, so I meet lots of companies that need an accountant.
Yeah.
So if they get to know me, therefore I will refer them on to them.
Gotcha.
And that's how it really does work. Where I think people struggle with is they really want to get their message out quickly.
Yeah.
And there's loads of different types of networking events. There's ours, which is very what's known as open networking.
Yeah.
So you go in there. There is no format until midway through. I'll do a little 10-minute presentation, or one of our members does a 10-minute presentation. And then it's back to open networking again. So it's kind of random, right? You kind of go around the room and say hello, and then you have a little bit of a chat, and then you go to another part. And there's no, you must speak to this person.
Gotcha.
Some networking events, you sit around the table.
All right.
There's a lot less people. Ours have got, as I said, got about 40 to 45 businesses there.
That's quite good, though.
Yeah, it's good. Good atmosphere. So 45 is probably the most we want because of the size of the room. We have had 60 businesses in it. It was kind of hot, noisy, and sweaty.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
So we kind of scaled it down and said, look, try and get to 40, 45 businesses each time. 50% of those people are recurring, so they've come back, so you can build relationships. And 50% of the people are brand new, so you can meet new people. So just in case that you came once and none of the people in the room are relevant to your business, well, we're going to get new people all the time. So that's the idea. But at the same time, we don't want all new people, otherwise you can't build relationships. So what we like to do is kind of facilitate it as well. So if you come and you've never been, I'm an introvert, believe it or not, I am an introvert at heart. And I pushed through the boundaries of becoming more towards an extrovert based on my business. It's what I needed to do. So I took it upon myself to fly to America, learn all about sales, learn all about marketing, learn all about my personality, how to move the different personality traits. So I took it as a real purpose, real goal throughout my career from a young age till now. A lot of people haven't had that interest to do that. They kind of got into business from, they were either made redundant or they thought they could do a business better than where they worked. And then when you're left on your own, it's quite hard.
It is difficult. It's much. You end up stewing in your own juice a lot of the time, don't you?
You haven't got the infrastructure in place. Yeah. You haven't got the IT in place. Mm. You haven't got the support, the staff, the company car, the petrol car, the expenses. All of a sudden, you're covering it all. And not only that, you don't have people to bounce ideas off.
Yeah.
Because one of the things in my business that we get ideas is the youth of the company. So we get everyone in the business to give us ideas. We want 5 or 6 ideas from everybody, from the receptionist all the way up to myself, who's the CEO.
Yeah.
Because that those ideas create energy and create, we throw a lot out, but without all of the ideas, we wouldn't be able to move the business forward. When you're on your own, when you're starting up a business, where do you get those ideas from? Where do
That's
you get
right.
them?
That's right,
well,
yeah.
Well, a networking event can help you.
That's a really good idea. How did you come to the idea of putting a networking event on then?
Well, I'd been to loads when I'd started off. So I'd started my own business in 2007. Hmm. I had been to a lot of networking events, and I didn't find that there was any that fitted what I wanted to do. Now, I had initially thought of creating a networking event purely focused on sales and marketing. That's what I'm good at. That's what my business is good at. Marketing, the first point, marketing is leads on to sales. And the most important part of any business is sales, not marketing. Marketing is just softening the sales cycle. The most important thing is making that sale. I know it sounds horrible. People don't want to talk about sales.
No, that's the basic gist of it.
It's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Everything else can be facilitated by someone else. So process and delivery is, of course, really important as well. There's no point if you haven't got a product to deliver.
Yeah.
But guess what? You can buy a product and deliver it.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't buy the ethos of selling.
Yeah.
You can outsource and hire salespeople, but guess what? If they're not motivated enough or they don't know what they're selling or they don't know the product, they won't do very well.
Yeah.
So I always say get an understanding, a core basis of marketing and selling yourself. That's the hardest thing to outsource. Marketing is just a function. It's a really simple process. A bit like accounting, you can give it to a marketer. You can give it to a company like ours, although we only deal with marketers, my own business. But you can give it to a marketer, but don't ever abdicate your marketing.
Mm.
And what do I mean by abdicating? A lot of businesses will say, can you do my social media? And off they go. Now, you need to delegate.
Yeah.
You need to be a CEO, even if it's a one-man.
You should understand what you're delegating.
You need to understand the process.
That's right.
Understand what is successful and what isn't, so you can manage them. Because the person that you outsource it to are using you as the guiding light as such. You know, you are the manager. You have to. They've got the skill set to do it, but you need to guide them of what to do. So if any marketing company says, we'll do it all for you, well, that's great, but how do you know my passion? How do you know my vision? How do you know my mission? So what you have to do is delegate them. Same as you don't just give it to your accountant hope at the end of the year that they'll turn the numbers
into gold. Fingers crossed it's all right. Yeah, that's right.
You need to be discussing with them where you want the business to go, what your tax planning is going to be, how do you want to make profit or not make profit in the first 3 years so that you can minimize tax and expenses. So in business, people struggle with it. And therefore, coming to the networking event will help because you've got other people, not just my ideas. You know, I don't know it all. I'm humble enough to know that I can continue to learn forever. And that's what everyone should be, humble enough to learn from other people, whether it be that learn their mistakes or their successes. And go back to your question, you said, so how did you start it? So I started to go to networking events, but I just didn't find one that was right.
Yeah.
I got asked by the predecessor of Business Biscotti. It's not a franchise, but it's kind of a brand that's created by somebody else. So it's not my Biscotti is a networking group already. And I was asked, because the person that was leaving has to set up his own networking event, he said, look, Luke, you presented at mine. Will you come and do this? I think you'd do a really good job at it. So I said, okay, I'll give it a go for 12 months. We're coming up to 10 months, so October. Yeah, November will be the 11th. The 11th one, and whether in the future I decide to create my own and do my own thing, I don't necessarily need to. I want to make sure that people are learning when they come to my event, they're engaging, they're enjoying it, and they're growing their business, because that's what it's about. It's friends are good, but in reality, this is a business networking.
It's business. Business is business.
And
yeah,
I'm trying to help them achieve the goals they want to achieve. From the likes of, even the likes of HSBC and NatWest, believe it or not, their structures and their sales and their marketing is broken.
Really?
I can help those companies as well, because look, they have account managers, they have business managers, and they're so consumed with facilitating the companies they're dealing with, they're inundated with work. How are they going to bring a new business? They need to go networking. They need to do email marketing. They need to do text marketing, social media, content marketing, video marketing. There's so much. What do you do first?
Now, I know you said you were concentrating more on sales and marketing, but I happen to know you're a little bit of a web guru, aren't you?
Well, I'm not. My team are. But I use technology, and one of the things that we were going to talk about was the importance of utilizing technology in today's market.
Yeah.
Let me explain a little bit more. We have an ability when we go networking to meet 1 to 40.
Right?
One person, 40 other people.
Yeah.
If I do the same online, I can meet 4,000 people.
Oh, really? Of course, it's a much bigger area.
The audience is huge, so therefore you can. LinkedIn is people think that's a social media platform. It kind of is. I suppose that's what they call it. I call it the biggest networking event in the world.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because you can connect with people and communicate with them and not sell, but engage.
Yeah.
And utilizing technology to get access to a much wider audience is really important.
Yeah.
We need to do something what I call list building. We have to build a list of our prospective customers. And what do I mean by that? Imagine going to my networking event and you take everyone's business card. You, as I said, it's 1 to 40, 40 people in the room and yourself. So therefore, you take 40 business cards. Over a period of time, whichever marketing technique you use, that could be cold calling them or follow-up calling them or emailing them or writing them letters or seeing them at the next event, that is a continual point of contact to engage. So you need typically 7 points of contact to engage before people trust, know, and like you. That's that's according to Harvard. Someone came up with that stat somewhere, and it's probably coming down a little bit because of social media. You probably don't need as many contacts, or we're not seeing direct contacts, but let's say 7 points. Now imagine, instead of me just doing a networking event, talking, because I do a lot of presenting at the networking events, and I'm at the Institute of Directors doing one, which again, there will be, this is in Colchester in a couple of weeks' time. I am talking to, let's say, 50 businesses. When I do a webinar of the same thing, I'm talking to 200 businesses. Yeah, and then they will share my replay of the webinar.
That webinar stuff and that technology that you're actually utilizing there is absolutely, it's huge.
It takes it to another level.
Of course it does. And they don't even have to be in the same country, do they?
You don't have to be in the same country, but also there's technology now that can automate it. So it looks like you're on a webinar.
Oh, really?
You're not actually on a webinar. You're actually watching a recorded version which simulates the webinar. And therefore, I can play that webinar at prime time in the United States, for example, and I don't have to stay up all night. Whereas years ago, I had to stay up all night.
Yeah, that's right.
And stay up. And so therefore, my advice is to, you don't have to learn the technology. You can outsource it to someone like us, but learn about the benefits of the technology. I don't know how to fix a car.
Yeah.
But I know about the benefits of a car, and I know about the benefits of a motorcycle and a bus and a train. I don't know anything about them, but I know when to use them and what's more beneficial, whether to get a train up to Manchester or to drive.
Yeah.
It's the same with technology in your marketing and your business. Get an understanding of what an autoresponder is. An autoresponder is where you enter your name and email address on the form.
Yeah.
And you
I've
can
come across this. I can't quite tell you what it is, though.
It's basically when you go to a website and they say, hey, get this free guide, right? And put your name and email address in the box and you get your free guide or your free video.
Hmm.
They are fundamental to engagement. So you come to my website and you say, why do I want to choose that marketing company? Of all the marketing companies in the world, it's kind of not really au fait with their website. There's loads of better ones. But let's say my marketing website, it says, put your name and email address in here and learn how to grow your business by 110%. So you want to learn how to grow your business by 110%.
Of course.
So you put your name in and your email address in.
Yeah.
And you're now into my autoresponder.
Right, I've got you. So you don't even have to be there.
So you get access to the report
Fantastic.
Or the video.
Yeah.
And over time, I set that autoresponder up with messages after messages after messages. So once a fortnight, you'll get an email from me.
See, this is really, really good. And you can do, well, you can have, is there, there's, I don't suppose there's any limit.
No, there's no limits in terms of what modality you use. So you can have PDFs, you can send them videos, webinars. Everything is about building that list. Remember I mentioned building a list?
Yeah.
You have a list and your list is segmented, then you're really going to explode your business to the next level.
I've got to sit and talk to you. I want to come to one of your meetings.
Come along.
I won't bring my car keys with me.
No, please. Please, I don't want that sight in my head.
Luke, this has been fascinating to talk to you again. And you come in once a month, don't you?
Once a fortnight.
Once a fortnight. Right, well, I'll be listening next time you come in, and Keith will be here next time we have a chat. Thank you so much for coming in. And
you're very welcome.
Good luck with your next
networking meeting. Next event is on the 3rd of November.
You might even well bump into me there.
I hope to see you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.